Show, Thursdays, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest, folks. We have an acupuncturist. She's a doctor of Chinese medicine. Please welcome Melissa Carr. Say hello.
Thank you very much for having me on today's show.
Yes, it's a Dr. Melissa Carr, just so you know. Okay, and she loves music. I noticed you go to a lot of concerts. Tell me about some of them.
Well, we recently got to go see Depeche Mode, Tears for Fears, Peter Gabriel. We're going to be heading to Hans Zimmer soon. So yeah, some good music to be able to enjoy in Vancouver.
Amazing. All right. And we're going to play a cover of Depeche Mode. This is a 1920s jazz age cover by Chloe Ferraranzo. All right. Enjoy.
Little girl, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed was
That was awesome. Yeah, something different, right? Okay, so we have Dr. Carr, and guess what? John in the house just made it. So we'll be talking with him once he comes back to the studio. Okay, so Melissa, yes, tell me about your clinic.
Yeah, so I have two clinics. So one that I work out of myself in Vancouver, Broadway and Oak, and then a second one that my husband and I run on Main Street called My Rest Health Clinic.
Amazing. I love that, the name, My Rest. So a lot of people get some rest, and you said that you do a very various things at that clinic?
Yeah, so My Rest is really designed as a place to rest. It's if you've ever had acupuncture, you may have had an acu-nap.
Mm.
So they do acupuncture. We also have people who do Reiki, reflexology, Ayurvedic head massage, and we have counselors as well that do online work.
Oh, amazing. So how did you get into it? Was there anything that inspired you to become a doctor?
Yeah, so my mom's a nurse, and I had a lot of knee issues when I was a kid growing up. So I was a figure skater, dancer, volleyball player, but I had a lot of knee pain, and I always thought that I would get into something like sports medicine, a lot of things happened on the way, and I ended up after university. I got my degree in kinesiology. After university, I headed off to Japan to get ready for. Just to gain some life experience to be able to apply for medical schools. I thought I was going to go into sports med, conventional medicine. And when I was there, I realized there were different approaches to health. And long story short, that turned into Chinese medicine.
Amazing. So during your stay in Japan, were you able to pick up the language?
I did. Skoshi dake. A little bit only.
Amazing. Oh, wow. Okay, so let's get to a song, and then we'll be back with John in the house. Here's Painful Reminder. So if you have pain, remember to contact, My Rest.
Here.
Yeah, SNFU, painful reminder. Okay, so John in the house is in the house. What?
Hello, I am in the house.
So, John, how did you meet Dr. Melissa Carr?
Well, it all started that when we were trying to promote our show at the Heritage Hall, was it?
Yeah. Was that Heritage Hall or was it the Wise Hall?
The Wise Hall, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was out postering Main Street, postering the drive, and as I was walking up Main Street, I saw this handy little card holder display thing. So I put one of the cards in there and took a brochure. And then the next day, I was feeling, oh, that's kind of mean to take over their thing. So I decided to call them up and give them an interview. So here we are. That's the funny circumstances behind how we found Melissa today.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, yeah, it's very exciting to have Melissa to learn more about holistic medicine. And all those who are listening now, if you wanted to have a pen, copy this website down, activetcm.com. That's activetcm.com. And it's My Rest Health Studio at 3456 Main Street in Vancouver. It's an open space holistic health studio that is comfortable, affording integrative health care services. So integrative means that you work with their doctor in, other people have medicine doctors and maybe they recommend you. So then you can, what does the word integrative mean?
Yeah, so integrative is the ability to be able to work alongside and with and collaborate with other healthcare providers. So whether that's conventional medicine physicians or whether it's like naturopaths or chiropractors. And in My Rest, we have a variety of different kinds of healthcare providers, so acupuncture, Tuina, Chinese massage, reflexology, Reiki. So
yeah,
working together.
I'm just going to list the services that you have. Acupuncture, Tuina massage. I don't know if I said that right.
Close.
Cupping. I guess that's with cups and they...
like suction cups.
Yeah, it's a weird pressure thing. Kinda.
People might think of Michael Phelps and his marks from the Olympics long ago.
And there's Reiki and counseling and coaching and Ayurvedic head massage, reflexology, and many, many other disciplines. Yeah, that's interesting. So what is Ayurvedic head massage?
Yeah, Ayurvedic head massage. So Ayurvedic medicine is its own type of medicine from India. Mm. And we have a practitioner who just does the Ayurvedic head massage part. So it's quite a relaxing, wonderful therapy where she may or may not use oil on the head and just deeply massages the head. And it feels really wonderful and relaxing and healing.
I bet it does. Yeah. That's awesome. So as a doctor, you use natural derived medicines or holistic is more towards the natural practice of using holistic stuff. So you're like, that's the kind of doctor you are, but you don't prescribe medicines like a normal medicine doctor?
Yeah, not like a pharmaceutical. So our tools, we use a pharmacopoeia of herbs. So in Chinese medicine, we're using plant, mineral, animal materials in an herbal formula.
Yeah, and it's all from, as you studied went to Japan to research. You're already a doctor of medicine, right? Doctor of
kinesiology.
Kinesiology, yeah.
So I had a degree in kinesiology from Guelph University, and I went to Japan. And I went there actually to do research for my first year. So I wanted to build my resume to be able to apply for med school. So I thought, well, I'll work as a research assistant and that will gain some experience.
Wow. That's...
And I realized it was not for me, but it was a good experience for me to do that.
That was at Ehime Medical University?
Mm-hmm. Ehime, yeah.
Ehime, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so understanding Eastern values and holism and all the parts that are connected. meaning the human body plus spiritual, maybe the universe, yeah. like the energies of our earth and how to become more receptive to them as you're practicing your thing.
Yeah, it's we can't yeah. separate the mm-hmm. us from our environment.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you returned to Canada for your training in the traditional Chinese medicine at the International College of TCM in Vancouver.
Correct, wow. yeah.
That's and then with that program, you had to intern at two Chinese hospitals or just
yeah,
or so, for 3 months each?
Well, we one? Had that was part of it. So we definitely had our clinical training in Vancouver for quite a few hours. And then on top of that, I had the opportunity to go to China. And I was 3 months at two different hospitals in China.
Wow. Did they speak English?
We had a translator, thankfully.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was wondering about that. How did you manage? Because I'm sure the doctors are fluent in English because they're well-educated. But
some were, but
some don't. Yeah. Especially the traditional medicine ones. It's all taught to them orally and through their elders in their field.
They actually have quite a strong system of teaching Chinese medicine in China. It's very much like a program, so they could choose the conventional route. And actually, a lot of the Chinese medicine doctors in China work within the hospital, so it's truly integrative.
Mm, great. Awesome. Do you have any questions?
We're going to get to some more questions, but let's get to Bree. So tell me about, we're going to play some more music, and yes, we'll get
okay,
to some
more
questions.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to segue to a song.
Yes.
This is a song by Just Bree Yourself. She's a young female Canadian professional singer-songwriter in North Vancouver, and she's very busy these days writing a song per month. And so the song we're going to listen to now is
On My Mind.
On My Mind. All right. It's a fairly new song. Actually, she just dropped it on August 13th. And kudos go out to, it's her latest R&B single, and kudos go out to her backup vocal, Jeffrey Long. He did the backup vocals, and he's an incredible singer, too. Wait till you hear his voice.
Got on my high heels, I know you like that. Got on my short skirt, where's the party at? We under the city lights, it's so amazing. And the way you've been acting lately got me crazy. You got me rolling my eyes, then laughing the next minute with that look in your eyes. You got me so hypnotized, it's time to put our love to the test. Cause baby, you're the best. Because what we have is real and we don't gotta fake it. Cause I know that you got the style. I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
You're the same at night. Think about you all the time.
It's the way you sway your hips and your
And I'm so frisky for you. I love the way you make me feel and how you touch me the way you do. When you hold me in your arms at night, I feel complete. You know just what to do to make the vibrations repeat. And I can't help but want your body on my body.
I like it, baby. I like it, Bree. You did an awesome job. Okay, so yeah, John, well, tell me about her.
Well, Bree, I was talking to her today, and she sent me this song, Frisky For You, spelled Frisky, F-R-I-S-K-Y, four, the number four, and you, Y-O-U, or you, I don't know. But she's going to drop this officially on her platforms on September 10th. So watch out for that. But we're so lucky that she wanted us to play it tonight. So.
Amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so for those of you who are afraid of acupuncture, like myself, I don't think I've ever done it before in my life. So, yeah, I'm sure people are curious. Does it hurt? Dun, dun, dun.
That's definitely the number one question I get.
Yeah.
And I hope by the end of the session you can feel comfortable that you would want to go get acupuncture. I mentioned briefly before the AcuNap.
Yeah.
Almost all my patients at some point fall asleep on the table. And so that's just how relaxing it is. It's not painful. You feel sensation, but, you know, the most common description I get is it feels weird.
Okay.
Some people get really creative with their descriptions, like marshmallow in a microwave or ginger ale slippers or fun stuff like that.
Wow, I never heard it like that.
So does it feel weird where the pins are or in their brain?
It might feel weird where the acupuncture point is located. It might feel like it's weird in a spot that there's no needle.
Wow, because my next question was, do you have to strap people down to?
No. Yeah, no. the only thing is, sometimes people talk with their hands. So if I have to work on their arms, it's sometimes hard because they're moving
fidgeting,
their arms when they've got the needles in.
Wow. So you just have to just remind them. Yeah.
Stay relax.
Still. Relax. Yes. Breathe. Okay. All right. Next question about people who want to quit smoking.
Yeah.
And I heard acupuncture was one method to do that.
Yeah, so acupuncture is good for a lot of different things, and quitting smoking is definitely one of the areas that it got popular treating, and it can be very effective. I think a lot of the reasons why people smoke is because they find it helps calm their nerves.
Mm.
And so acupuncture does help calm the nerves. It helps, it's almost, I call it like cheating your way into meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So it puts you into a different headspace where you can make better choices, perhaps. And yeah, there's points on the ears that are often used for things like quitting smoking, but you might get whole body acupuncture as well.
Interesting. And how's that ear connected? Is that to their saliva or something? Or is there a nerve there that's like...
Yeah, there's specific points related on the ear. It was actually developed by somebody in France, not in China originally, ear acupuncture. But there are specific points related to specific areas of the body, kind of like reflexology.
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. And tell me about Samantha Huey.
Yeah, so Samantha used to work for a clinic that I worked at previously, and she's a musician, and she's an amazing, beautiful musician.
Amazing. Okay, we're going to play her song Sooner Than Later on CJSF 90.1 FM.
There will be a time
to begin, cross the finish lines of this race with all the feelings that we've chased.